2001, crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These people promptly escaped from a maximum security prison to the safe haven of the internet. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as ATS moderators. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them sober, maybe you can hire the Mob Squad. Hello, once again, people of the world. This is ATS moderator Nephemore, and you are listening to the second modcast with us on the panel today. Returning from the last one, we have Semper Fortis and we have Mirthful Me. And for the first time from the frozen north, we have Intrepid. Hello, how are you?
All well.
We have Gauto. Hello.
Hello. How's everybody?
We have Maria Stardust.
Hello. Maria.
We have Memory Shock.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
And we have Zedekus Zolander. Hello.
Hello.
So I'm going to drop on you new guys, because some of us have done this before. And I'm going to start with Intrepid, because he's top of the list and hasn't posted any abuse in the chat channel recently. So Intrepid, give us a bit of background on who you are, what you do, and what's your favorite thread?
The first part's easy, the second part's tough. I work in corrections. Yes, I am a government employee. Beware. I don't do anything that's actually important. Threads, I came to ATS and I was so into politics. This year it's really gotten embarrassing to be a member of somebody that looks at politics, because what's the issue? Palin dies, you know, McCain's old, Obama's black. You know, that's a little embarrassing. I wish we could actually get back to actually talking about issues, because that's what brought me to ATS was the politics.
Okay, well, I think we're going to drop into that a bit later on. Have you got, like, a favorite forum or somewhere that you prefer to hang out other than the politics one?
Secret societies. When I was first made a mod, I knew nothing about secret societies, and they gave me this forum, and I learned a lot about Masons, and then I learned a lot about Masons, and then I learned more about Masons, and then I learned about people that don't like Masons, and so on and so on and so on. It's actually a precursor to how the political forum has gone at this date.
One of our new moderators is Maria Stardust. Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for letting me join this wonderful podcast.
You're welcome. Can you give us a bit of background on yourself, where you come from, what you do, and what's your favorite thread on ATS?
Okay, well, I'm from the Houston area, and as you know, we just went through a big storm recently. In case you haven't noticed, it's been all over the news. And my favorite forum has to be the debate forum, to be honest with you. That's where I've been hanging out lately.
Okay, thank you. We are also here with Gauto. How are you, man? How are you doing?
I'm very, very well. How are you?
Fresh from the political podcast as well.
Yes, yes. I haven't added a segment in a little while. I've been changing computers and trying to get everything onto this one. So I'll be getting back to that in a week or so.
Cool. Would it be safe to say that your favorite forum then has got to be one of the political ones?
Politics is good. But I don't know, man. I enjoy a lot of the forums. I enjoy the research forum. Some of the stuff that's down in there is absolutely amazing. The debate forum is always a treat. General conspiracy discussion, that's one of my favorites. Some of my favorite threads are found in that one.
Also with us is Memory Shock. How are you?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
Not too bad. Same question goes out to you. Give us a bit about yourself and tell us what you like to look at on ATS.
Well, I work video games. I'm a go-between making sure that Disney, quote-unquote, adheres to Sony's regulations when they produce video games. Kind of boring, actually, when you think about it. As far as ATS goes, I'm all about the debate forum. And there are a couple of other gems that I see in many other forums. Like, it really depends on the thread. But as far as I go, you'll always find me in the debate forum.
Okay, cool. And finally, of the new people that's with us, Zedekus Zolander, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
We've got to be nice to Zed because he's a site admin, so he's the guy that would be paying the checks if we got paid, but we don't.
No, I'm not the check signer.
Oh, right. Oh, no, that's Cracker, isn't it? Or it would be.
Yeah.
If we got paid.
They would,
which
they wouldn't get. They wouldn't give me a checkbook.
No, I don't suppose they trusted it. Zed, give us a bit about yourself. How you got here, what your favorite thread is, and how you got to be an admin.
Wow, a lot of stuff. I got here years ago looking up stuff on John Titor, actually. Favorite thread, I don't know, favorite forums tend to be the Cryptoid forum and UFOs. Those are probably my two favorite subjects.
I'm going to ask you now. I'm going to stop you there and ask you if you've seen a UFO now.
Have I? No.
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 All right. Okay.
Not a UFO. Bigfoot.
You've seen Bigfoot?
Yes.
Oh, you've got to share that with us. That's completely unexpected. Do tell.
Actually, I made a podcast on it a long time ago. That's floating around the forum somewhere, but when I was a kid, I was on a school camping trip, and there was something outside my tent, and I saw the shadow. It was a crisp moon kind of night, and I saw an absolute crisp shadow on the side of the tent, and I, just from what I saw, you know,
spooky stuff.
So I can say it was.
So you managed to sleep after that?
Actually, I passed out. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I blacked out. I don't remember anything.
In the podcast, can you link us to that original podcast then? Because I'd be interested in hearing that. I'm sure a lot of
people. Yeah, probably somewhere. It was a long, drawn out kind of night. But originally, we thought it was a bear, and then when I saw it walk across in the shadow, on two legs, swinging its arms, stood over the tent for a while. I just knew what it was. I mean, there wasn't anything else, but it's a weird situation because your brain, you almost don't comprehend what you're seeing.
So,
it's a really weird thing. Anyway.
That's you are the first person I've ever spoken to that claims to have seen something like that, which is really, really weird. So, come on, apart from that then, give us a bit more. Where'd you like to hang out then? What's your favorite thread?
Boy, I don't know that I could pick a favorite. I've got a lot of favorite threads.
There must be one that stood out, because you've been here for quite a while, haven't you? There must be one that stood out a lot.
Well, that's probably why they all blend together after a while. I've been involved in a lot of different threads, and I like discussions on all kinds of things. I don't know if it just happens to stimulate something at that moment. I'll check out anything really.
Right, okay, so we've dealt with the new people and who they are and where they come from. Major topic to discuss, which is the implementation of the new political rules on AT. And I'm going to throw this one out to Semp, because he's been very quiet in the background, and he gets upset when I don't talk to him. So, hi, Sempa.
Hi, Nev. I was starting to feel all lonely.
Well, I know. So I just thought I'd come to you, and you can start the ball rolling with this. Let's talk politics. What's your handle on these new rules?
Necessary. unfortunate but necessary. I actually posted a thread in regards to the rules and what's going on on the board in reference to those. I think that something that people need to understand is that everybody's on the same side. Everybody wants what's best for the country. And the political division takes away from that. I think that we tend to think that because someone, like I am very conservative, and I can get into a pigeonhole where I believe that everyone that's liberal is actually against my country. Well, the problem is it's not my country. It's our country. And the liberals, and I've learned that, believe it or not, being a moderator here, because some of my favorite people that are moderators have a liberal slant, and I don't mean that bad.
Sorry!
That was cool.
That was from the left coast.
That's our resident left coast liberal.
Yeah, so, and, you know, and so I've come to respect their opinions, not necessarily agree with them, but respect them and understand that they want what's best for this country, too. It's just a couple of different ways of going at it. And what I hate to see and what these new rules have thankfully cracked down on are the snide little comments, the negativity that's directed at the member instead of at the stance. And that's what needed to go. And I think that we really have some good positive discussion on the board now. The sad part is I think that I've seen, and I'll go on like this forever, guys. One of y'all have to stop me. Yeah, the sad thing that I've seen is that we've actually lost contributions from who I consider to be good, valuable political.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that.
Oh, you would. You're from the left coast.
Well, and here we are.
And here we go again.
We're in the same forum, dude. We lose people and we gain people, and throughout the years, we discourage discussion in kind company regarding political questions. I mean, I don't know if any of you have noticed, but if you subscribe to Republican or Democratic campaign news, they're all about bashing the other side. The people we talk to, they've already been conditioned. They've already been told how they should think about the other side. And I think that's the biggest point of ignorance we should have, is how did pre-internet communication occur? As opposed to just tossing out your reactions in a simple post behind an anonymous mindset. And I think that's where politics takes its biggest run. You can hide behind an anonymous.
Well, let's get an outside perspective on this, because Intrepid's from Canada and has nothing to do with the political workings in the States. Can't vote for the parties like myself. What do you make of these political rules and the shenanigans that have gone on recently?
Well, Gatto's also Canadian. Lives in the East, and very close to the border, a lot of us do. And I got to admit it, it's crap. It is going, I watched the RNC, I watched the DNC, and it's all programming. And a lot of the threads that show up on our board are basically pre-programmed. You are looking for a certain lean to your political wake, and then boom, got a thread, whether it's appropriate or not. If you had, you know, a thread that says John McCain sleeps with dogs, or Obama sleeps in shit, you know what? If it was true, fine. But a lot of the time, no. 99% of the time, it's bullshit picked from blogs. And they're putting this shit on the board, and why? No, really, why?
Do you hold with the theory that we're being targeted deliberately by certain political groups in the States? I know that Skeptic Overlord has picked up on that in the latest Mix show.
Both. The internet is anonymous. You know me as Intrepid. You don't know me in real life. I mean, I could post something, send. And this is what is happening to ATS, and it's really sad, because I thought We were better than this.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. So we have, I mean, we come from all sorts of different political persuasions here. Mirthful, what's your take on this?
Well, it's obviously something that needed to be done. The bickering that was going back and forth on the board was to the point where the issues were completely obfuscated. There wasn't any focus on what's really at hand here, and it is determining between the respective candidates who is going to be best to lead the United States for the next 4 years. And the partisan name-calling, the innuendo, the baseless accusations, and the tabloid-esqueness of what the political forum had become left us no choice but to eliminate that. And I would say to the members that that want to engage in that, there are other places to engage in that. And when you get tired of it, and you eventually will, you can come back and discuss the issues here on ATS in a intellectual and adult manner, and not some rutting in the mud, wrestling with the pig, so to speak, whether the pig has lipstick on it or not.
You didn't. You did.
You had to go to the pig with lipstick on it, didn't you?
Damn it!
You just had to go there. We should ban you from this modcast for that. You know that, don't you?
Well,
can I say something, guys?
Sure, something.
You're going to anyways. Go ahead.
Yes, I am. The bottom line is you may have a political ideology, and the person you're debating has a political ideology. You don't know his. He may just be as conservative as you or liberal as you, but have some respect for the forum. That's all I wanted to say.
Respect for the forum. That's a very good point, to be perfectly honest, because there's a lot of people coming in posting an awful lot of rubbish. And they seem to think that because it's a political thread, the terms and conditions don't apply and that they can do what they want to, and that's simply not the case. Zed, what's your take on it?
Anytime that we need to step in and put a few restrictions on a certain forum like that is usually a good thing for the overall membership and the overall topic. You know, unfortunately, it's just one of those necessary steps. When you have any type of discussion, that tends to get derailed a lot, you know, by people that jump in. We've seen it before with 9/11 politics or 9/11 topics, rather, where, you know, the whole discussion just tends to go crazy and people just end up attacking each other. Doesn't do any good.
Mirthful, you've got some more on that?
Yeah, there is just one more thing I wanted to add, and this was something that came up in the days after we instituted the new policies, and that was that some of the members felt that there was a particular leaning or a particular agenda that was being supported by ATS, and I just want to say that's not true. One of the things that we find most interesting is some of the moderators who maybe get accused of being aligned with a particular political philosophy, and it runs quite counter to what their actual leanings are. So,
it's
much to our amusement.
I've been accused of bias from one way or another, and people seem to forget that I live in England and I can't be biased to a particular party because I can't vote for them at all. Maria, you've been very quiet. Have you got any thoughts?
Well, I think what we're witnessing here on ATS is the polarization of America. Everything has to be so extreme. Either you're extremely liberal or you're extremely neocon on here, and there's very little moderation in between. Nobody's riding the fence, it seems like. So it's high time that we actually cleaned up the boards, and I'm glad to see that's been done.
So what's happened to your other political parties? I'm throwing this out to everybody. Why aren't they being discussed, represented, talked about on the board?
Well, being Canadian, you know, we are next to the States, and I've lived on the border most of my life. It's a different system. I mean, they only have a two-party system. There is no third party. The third party will get crushed just like that.
So that's it. So, I mean, does the system itself then set its own sort of standard for polarization?
Yes. It's the system. And you know what? They are playing it so well that they're winning. If you are a liberal, there is no way that you could live with lower taxes. If you are a conservative, there is no way that you can live with higher taxes. They take the smallest thing and make it a big thing and divide the people.
Memory Shock, you must have some more to add on this, coming from your side of the political spectrum.
Oh, goodness, I think it's a joke. And I'm going to concede right now, I have a very extreme opinion regarding the elections and our political process. I recognize the lobbyists. I recognize the amount of money that passes through Congress and the House of Representatives. And granted, this is just American. I don't have much time to work out European, Canadian, Australian, South American. I mean, that's a lot. It's a lot to juggle when you're trying to consider an economic international playing field. The Americans, though, they're messing it up. It's too much about this party, that party. Who's at fault? What's at fault? And we have war trends. We have economic trends. We have all of these very subjective, I don't want to be a part of it, but I have to because there has to be a response type illustrations. And I actually fault the media with that. I fault the media with that.
Is it just the media, though, or is it, for want of a better word, or better phrase, internet culture now. We've gone viral. It's the first ever viral presidential election.
Exactly. I love that. I love that. 100%. I think it's kind of the same. I think it's, we might be a little bit more than the last election, because the last election was viral. This election is the quote-unquote conscious viral.
Conscious viral? Oh, go on, explain that to me.
That there are more people who understand, in my experience anyways, there are more people who understand the disinformation that is occurring across mainstream media as opposed to four and 8 years ago. So we have kind of like a staggered enlightenment, in my opinion, that's going on. And that is why I take what I do on ATS very seriously. I think we have a very gradual enlightenment, and people are going to bitch and moan.
It's like a political coming of age on the internet, then, where people are realizing that there's more to it than just what the parties say, but they're not expressing it in a manner that is either going to be interesting conversation or flowing properly, because it's all opinions and viral stuff.
I think media and technology is going faster than it's going faster than the personal interpretation can gain.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to throw this out to everybody again. Blogs as opinions on issues, particularly the political ones, as we're talking about that. What do we make of those? Are we in danger of listening to somebody who really just has nothing to say?
If I can take a few more seconds, I totally think that it's relevant to allow 5 second, 10 second, 1500 second vlogs. I think that the comfort felt by someone who decided to blog in such a fashion is relevant. We need to get away from the whole mainstream media, you're telling me something, as opposed to, here's how I react to it, and here's how I'm going to talk about it.
Okay. Semper, have you got any thoughts on that?
I most certainly do. I have thoughts on everything. Everybody knows that.
Well, share them.
Well, the blog thing's a no-brainer. People using blogs as reference points, that's just ridiculous, and that just goes to the flow of the individual poster. I don't think there's any one thing that is casting the dispersions that has been cast on this election, other than just what you said, Neff. It's the media. It's the all of a sudden in your face availability of the different media sources that we have out there. Information is being passed at an incredible rate, and people are getting information. And the problem with that is the information they're getting isn't always good information, and that's what we're seeing on the boards as well. And that's why, in my opinion, the new crackdown was absolutely necessary, because somebody has to filter this stuff. You can't depend on the mainstream media anymore, obviously. That's the problem. With the influx of the amount of information, then the exact same amount of information that's incorrect increases as well. And people don't want to do the research. They don't want to find out if what they're hearing is correct. They just assume go out and post something that they think is inflammatory or interesting because they get more replies, and that's the problem. Somebody has to filter it, and that filter has to be us. And that, to me anyway, is a humbling responsibility. I have to set aside my conservative views, and I have to look at a post and say, okay, does this member truly believe what they're posting? Or did they post this just to inflame? And I can't look at it from a conservative point of view, and that's very difficult for me. And I just personally, I think that the staff does a great job of that. I really do.
Okay. Gauto, what's your thoughts?
As far as people using blogs as facts, I mean, it's just ridiculous, to be honest. It doesn't matter what side of the spectrum you're sitting on, liberal, conservative, right, left. It's all the same, right? I mean, if it's a reporter's blog, then the reporter has a story in the main paper. The paper is giving him a blog on their website so that he can give you his opinion on things that he hears or things that he thinks about, so on and so forth. It isn't facts. It isn't issues. It is basically his spin on some story that he's either reported on, one of his comrades has reported on, one of somebody from an opposing newspaper has reported on. There's occasionally you'll find facts in them, but very rarely is there anything that is more than today's date is true. I don't see the point for using them. I mean, American politics is, pardon me, all my American friends on here, but American politics is terrible enough as it is with the attack ads and the innuendo and the character assassination that goes on for basically 2 years before your presidential election, and then to allow people to come onto a board such as ATS and constantly post nothing but drivel is the only word I can say. I mean, Obama's the Antichrist, McCain is the second coming, so on and so forth.
He's not.
It's ridiculous. Well, I'm not sure if he is or isn't.
He's not.
Again, see, Simp, that is your opinion. That is not a fact.
Nobody knew that was me, Gautu. You didn't have to point me out.
Have to point.
Well, I'll jump in for a second there and say, from an outside point of view, from the guy that's sitting across the pond, having read the forums, when all this started, and it all started with a load of Obama stuff, and then it got into the McCain, and then into Palin, I had to wonder if most of America had gone mad, because some of the stuff that I was reading, it's just, well, to me, was gibberish, absolute rubbish, and some of the points, that there are many, many things that can be discussed about policies and spending and the war on terror and all kinds of stuff like that. And none of it was being talked about at all. And we'll get back to lipstick on a pig, which, how many pages did that cover? 8 or 9 pages of absolute pointless stuff.
Can I jump in for one sec, Matt?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, and the thing is one of the other moderators has said it a few times in several of the different threads, sky floating. We are in an alternative conspiracy theory, you alien UFO-centric board. And for weeks upon weeks, all we've seen, and yet, yes, politics is part of ATS. There's no question. And politics and politicians in particular are very much involved in many conspiracies and many cover-ups. But for 2, 3, maybe even a month before the Skeptic Overlord made the announcement, the front page, even the second page, was nothing but Palin is this, Obama is that, Biden did this, McCain did that. And none of our poor things that we deal with on ATS were being represented. I mean, you could see from
even some of the complaints that come into the staff is, you know, hey.
Yeah, I know exactly.
There's absolutely nothing on the board.
Mirthful, have you got anything to add?
Yeah, just, you know, one thing that that maybe some of the members need to understand is, while it's been proven out over the last couple of years, sometimes the blogs do stumble upon something that's valid, something that's true. A blog may not be the best thing to start a thread with. You may be able to use it in support, but quite honestly, because so often the blogs aren't held to any kind of journalistic standard, And they really do go off the deep end at times. And it was just something to consider when referencing a thread or having some kind of central theme in your thread, that a blog may not be the best place to go to start that and build the foundation of your thread.
Okay. Zed, from an admin point of view, what's your take on this?
I think I look at it a little differently. I do think that there has to be some constraints on what people are saying in a political forum, not picking on each other and so forth, and not just slinging mud just for the sake of slinging mud. But I don't really have a problem with blogs, because a blog really, to me, is used by somebody to reach out and post thoughts on whatever it is, and basically that's what ATS is. If you think about it, it's a multi-blog, right? So people are posting their thoughts of all types, and so I don't have a problem if somebody finds a blog and looks at what somebody's written, and maybe it's, you know, and looks at it with a critical eye and says, okay, this might not be factual, but, you know, who knows? You never know what you find out there. In some cases, you might find something that you do want to post on ATS and say, hey, look what I found, so other people can also look at it and weigh in and get a bit of consensus. I mean, that's discussion. So
it's all about context, though, isn't it? If you're quoting something and saying that it's the gospel truth, when...
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nothing out there is gospel truth. I mean, we know that mainstream media isn't always gospel truth. We know Wikipedia isn't gospel truth. You know, and many other sites. I mean, almost anything on the web can be suspect, right? Anything. So you have to take things with a grain of salt. But like I said, a blog is just you know, somebody's way of reaching out, and whether they do it through a blog, whether they do it through their personal website, some other forum type that's not a blog or a web forum. I mean, there's many ways to do it. So that's kind of my view on it.
Okay, sneaking into the chat late, even though he said he would be here on time, is Sauron. Hello, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. You guys hear me or what?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Welcome to the modcast. Can you give the listeners just a bit of an idea of what you do in real life and maybe what your favorite forum is on the board?
Well, what I do in real life, I run the world. No, I'm sort of retired, I guess. I'm part owner of a bar. Shouldn't tell you guys that. Don't do much, really. Like I say, part owner in a bar, go to the beach a lot, and read ATS.
Cool. So what's your favorite place to hang out on the board?
On the board? Oh, yeah. Burlington down the beach. Well, the bar, that'd be Joe Dogs. Intrepid knows where that is.
All right.
Actually, yeah, I do.
You've been having a bit of a drinking session.
Oh, I don't drink.
No, not much.
Oh, I'm going to be banned.
I don't have a favorite forum, I guess. So ATS in general, I like it all. Now, even the bad stuff.
Even the bad stuff. What's your... All right, then. That's an interesting link into what we're discussing. What do you make, or what's your thoughts on this whole political issue that we've just gone through?
Well, I came in late, so I didn't really catch what you guys were talking about.
Well, we've been talking about the new political rules and some of the issues surrounding the posts that were being removed and why they were being removed.
Well, I sort of avoided that so far because I'm still hoping you guys watching what is allowed and what isn't. So I'm in avoiding it because my temperament's been a little bit touchy lately, so I'd probably go in there and I'd be throwing everybody out.
Well, that's a very good point, actually, and that's something else that we can discuss, because we get accused a lot of the time, and I'm going to throw this out to everybody and see who comes back first. We get accused of bias, and we get accused of picking on people, and to be perfectly honest, with the amount of posts on the board and the amount of forums that we're looking after, I think that's a particularly unfair accusation. Has anybody got any thoughts on that? What do you make of that? Is it just people being sour grapes with us, or what?
Oh, man. I don't think I'm biased. And if I do have a biased opinion, then I'll stay away from it.
Okay.
No, I definitely have an opinion on this. I think that a lot of that is that there are some individuals that just need to diss what they perceive as authority. We're not authorities. We are here to keep the board clean for all the members. We're not authority. And we get a lot of crap, ATS, Issues Thread, and a lot of other threads. And, I mean, damn, we are here for the members. And then we get shit for that. Sorry, four-letter word. You know, we are not paid. We are doing this for the members. And it's pretty understandable because it is a conspiracy board. But damn, work with us, please.
Okay.
Doesn't it need to be said for the umpteenth time, though, that it's a consensus type of moderation system? So one person doesn't just take action on their own, but there's generally a group consensus. So I would say on an individual basis, people are biased. I mean, we're all human. People all have emotions that come into it. And you know, anybody can be taken to that level. In a consensus situation, other people weigh in before a decision's made.
Yes.
Okay.
We have members that – staff members that are conservative. We have staff members that are liberal. We have staff members that are from the other side of the freaking world. I mean, we do pretty damn good job. But
absolutely,
we still get crapped on by people that we'll call bias. We're not biased. There's only one bias. And our bias is we want quality on ATS. That's our only bias.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Maria because Maria is one of the newest moderators. And what's your take on this, Maria? I mean, it's difficult sitting. It's difficult. You sat on one side of the fence and then come over to the other one. What do you make of these accusations of bias?
Well, I think it's ridiculous because let's face it. What are we asking people to do, our members to do, other than to follow the terms and conditions they agree to? It's that simple. It's a simple request to adhere to policies that are set. Nothing more, nothing less. I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than that.
Was it a shock to you when you came over from being a member to being a moderator as to how things were done?
Oh, absolutely. I think what surprised me more than anything was just the amount of in-depth discussion that went in on any decision that was made before action was taken.
Okay, I'm going to throw the same question to Gauto and just see what your thoughts on that are. I mean, we've all been accused of bias at one point or another. What do you make of it?
Bias as moderators? I don't know. To be honest, you know what? We've got moderators from every part of the spectrum, and even if we do carry some bias, there's always somebody on the other side to balance it out. And very, very, very rarely, to be honest, in my 7 months as a moderator, 7.5 months as a moderator, I haven't seen one decision being made based on a moderator's bias. We basically sit back and we discuss things from a very neutral point of view, and I think that's one of the reasons that we got chosen for the job, is that we do display the ability to be able to set aside our biases. We all have them. I mean, it's human nature, right? But we can sit back and say, okay, so This is what it is. This is our, the terms and conditions are our bias. Maria just said it best. That is our bias. The only bias we have as moderators are the terms and conditions. Where does this item stand against the terms and conditions? If it's against them, then we react on it. It doesn't matter if it's somebody we agree with, somebody we disagree with. I mean, I've used Skittles, I've edited, I've post-banned people that I agree with some of their opinions, but if you can't state your opinion in a very civil manner, basically, then it's got nothing to do with what I think about you or what anybody else thinks about you. It's got to do with what you put inside your posts. That's it.
Okay, Semper.
Define Skittles.
You've gone well.
Somebody define Skittles.
Okay, Zed, I got it. The Skittles are the buttons that we use as staff to do the various things that we do, such as edit posts, remove posts, warn people, and that sort of thing. And that's your public announcement for the week.
Can I add to that, please?
Go ahead.
We have very conservative moderators. We have very liberal moderators. We have moderators from the Caribbean. We have moderators from Thailand. We have got the most stretched out staff that you can even imagine. That gives us a lot of latitude. When we discuss an issue, you get it from a conservative point of view, a liberal point of view, and you get a point of view from South Africa. I mean, and that is all good for the board.
Okay. And that's one of the points I guess I want to make. I want to go back to this bias problem. I don't like the word, and I'll tell you why I don't like the word. We solicit people's opinions. I mean, that's what the board is. If we don't have people's opinions, we don't even have a board. Opinion is biased because an opinion is a person's point of view. That's going to be biased by several different factors, society, environmental, you name it. So you can't really say, or you shouldn't really say, that we don't want biased posts because, of course, we do.
Bias is fine. Bullshit is wrong.
Exactly. You can post your bias and you can post your opinion and do so in a civil, intellectual manner and not strike out at a member or even worse, strike out at a person in a gross, I mean, you know what I'm saying here?
Yes.
And so I agree 100%. Of course, it kind of makes it difficult when you're watching the chat and I'm waiting for somebody to be cute. Oh, Neff, okay. No, that was John. Who's up after me? I'm just rambling.
Okay. I'll explain this again. I explained it in the last one, but I'll explain it again. We are recording with a chat window next to the Skype box that we're using, and all kinds of strange things are getting put in it. So if you hear any laughing in the background or anything...
Oh, no. That voice is really speaking to me. I hope you don't mind a little bit of, scratch from my, I didn't shave.
I tell you what, and I'm gonna say something else that I said in the last one as well. It's now 1:15 in the morning in the UK, and it's been a long chat this has so far. Semper had a topic that he wanted to talk about when we discussed this in the moderator forum, and that was sniping farting shots in posts. And I'm going to let him explain that.
Yeah.
So, go for it, Semper.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense, too, guys. God. Semper, sell it now!
You can take a perfectly well-thought-out, wonderful post, and you're reading it. The more you read it, the more impressed you are with a member.
And then they put that last sentence in, and
the part
ruins it. No, that's beautiful. No, you said it.
No,
that's
I know.
Right.
The problem is you said it.
What did I say?
So anyway, getting on to the point. All right, Zed, you got to go, Zed?
I do.
Hey, man, I appreciate you being on here, buddy. I appreciate it.
It's been good, Zed. It's been good having you along, and you'll go back and you'll write your report.
I'll come back.
What we're doing on the mod.
That's right.
And ATS will be looking for 12 new moderators within the next.
That's right. So if anybody out there wants to put in an application, there'll be some openings.
Send it to Intrepid.
Get free jackboots and Nazi accusations with it.
See you guys.
See you, Zed. Thanks for coming.
See ya. Bye.
Guys, thank you for a very good night. I really enjoyed this.
You're the bomb, buddy.
Is he starting to love on people?
I think he is. He's sharing the love, man.
Is it that stage?
No, I didn't say anything about KY jelly. Come on.
I haven't had that much to drink, so I'm not going to do that. I love you guys. You guys are the best.
I love all of you. I really do.
We got to do this again. I love you.
So to finish off, Semper, you had an issue to do with snide endings to comments and threads. Do you want to elucidate a little?
Yeah, I'd really enjoy that. I think that the snide comments that some people just cannot resist putting in the bottom of their thread, and here's what I'm talking about. You see a post, and this post is a wonderful post. It's full of information. It's well thought out. Very well done, and you're getting ready to applaud it, and right at the bottom it'll say something like, you could understand this if you had more than a third grade education, or I've read that one, I've read maybe you should go see a psychiatrist and that will help you in this thread. People, that does absolutely nothing but make you, the member who puts these snide comments at the end, look like it completely takes away any credibility you may have gained in that thread and or that post. And the people that do it, they tend to constantly do it. And I don't know whether it's because they feel a need to get back at somebody. And look, if somebody does it to you, hit the complaint button. Don't do it back. That's the problem. Entire threads have been derailed. I'm sitting here monitoring as we speak a thread that it is kind of a it's a controversial thread. Actually, the title of it is Teach the Pleasure of Gay Sex to Children as Young as Five, Say Researchers. And this thread has the potential to really bring a lot of things to light. And yet, when you go through it, it is an entire thread full of gobbledygook and members striking at each other. And there's no need for that. There's no reason why ATS, who has, in my opinion, possibly the greatest gathering of intellectual minds on the planet, can't discuss any topic. But it's difficult to discuss a topic when you have childish little snide remarks at the end of a wonderful post. It really has to stop.
Merciful, you must have some faith in this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the snide remark is merely a product of someone who can't convey their opinion otherwise. You know, sometimes it is in conjunction with a well thought out point, but far too often the entire crux of their post is centered around the snide remark, and it doesn't help anything. It derails a conversation. It brings other people into a vitriolic discussion, which is going to end badly for the thread and for the members that perpetrate these posts. And it's not appreciated. It's not appreciated by the membership that's reading the thread. It doesn't help the conversation. It doesn't bolster your point. It may make you feel good at the time and like you've gotten one over, but in the long run, it does nothing but demonstrate the lack of what you have to offer to the discussion.
Okay. Sauron, you've been quiet for a bit. Have you got any thoughts on this?
Well, yeah, sort of. It's not so much, you know, snide remarks at the end of a post. What bothers me is, you know, we'll get a complaint in the mods forum. Somebody said this, blah, blah, blah. And then we'll go to check it out, and that same member has already posted into that thread, posting back about the complaint. So they sort of nullified our complaint because they're complaining to them.
So they've taken away the base of their complaint by having to go back.
Well, you know, like somebody, you know, we get a complaint saying such and such said he has a third grade education. So then by the time we go to look at it, the person that made the complaint has already replied to that person saying, whatever.
Yeah, I do know what you mean, actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on, Sam.
I was just going to say that Sauron, what you're saying actually makes sense. I know that it sounded kind of in a roundabout way, but it's exactly what you're saying. if you, the members feeding each other, and we see that, you know, it's kind of like a feeding frenzy when you start getting these things, and it just gets carried away and snowballs.
Yeah, exactly.
That
and
goes
then you
back
gotta
to
hit
the message from before, doesn't it?
Sorry, sir, and I talked over you then.
That's okay.
The retaliatory post. That's it exactly.
Yeah, it never fails, and Soren is absolutely correct on this, is someone will take the time to send a complaint or alert on the thread, and they are absolutely correct. It is a valid alert. Yeah. It is a valid complaint. And in the meantime, between the staff looking at it, they have made a retaliatory post, and now instead of it just being dealing with one post and one member, we now have two people that have to be dealt with by the staff, and you know, some type of administrative action being taken, whether it's removing the post or depending on the severity of the transgression, maybe something a little more severe.
Yeah, Maria, what's your take on that?
Well, I mean, it's just one of those things. People are just human, and when they feel they're threatened or attacked, they strike back. It's like an animal cowering in the corner. They just strike back. It's stupid. It adds nothing to the conversation, and in the end, it makes them look foolish. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Gauto, have you got any thoughts on these little snides signing off?
Yeah, I'd like to pick up a little bit on what Sauron said earlier. Is that, you know, you get somebody that they'll file a complaint in the complaint form, you know, say, you know, this post was absolutely needless, so on and so forth. And then you go and check on the complaint, and there they are. They're responding to it with the same thing in kind. And the one thing that I want to really add to it is there's a thread in Board Business and Questions posted by Intrepid. It was done almost a year ago now, and it's called You Are Responsible for Your Posts. And that says it all. I mean, if you have the, you know, if you want to take the time and complain and let us do our job, I mean, that's why we're here, right? We volunteer to take care of things like that. When you come back and say, well, why was I dinged? Well, that says it right there. You are responsible for your posts. If you feel the need to come back with something snide, or a response to the post that you were responding to, and then answer it with another snide remark the same as what you filed your complaint about, then, you know, you're going to get the same thing. And a lot of times, I'll use a hockey analogy. I know maybe a lot of people don't understand this, but it works in other sports also. It's that it's not always the person that instigates that gets the penalty. It's the person that retaliates that usually ends up getting the penalty. And that happens a lot. We may end up editing out the original complaint, and then you end up, the person that's filed the complaint ends up with a warning for being stupid. There's no other way to put it. It's stupid. Instead of just leaving it go and letting us take care of it, they have to have this need to respond to it. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And again, just go and find Intrepid. You are responsible for your posts. Read it. It pretty much says everything.
I think we'll link that in the podcast thread post. I think see if we can get a few people to read that.
Please don't.
Okay, we've reached that time of the night where I'm fading out. And
well, I got one thing to add. It's Gout. I just want to add that, you know, it sounds like maybe we are bitching, but really we're not. You know, 80%
really?
Of,
we're not.
80% of 80. The, 90% maybe of the stuff on the board is top notch. Top notch. I mean, we've got some incredible, incredible members here. I mean, just go through and read. Pick a form, any form. The space exploration, the science form, the general conspiracy form, the debate form. The alien UFO form. Yes, there is some, you know, some craziness, but I mean, we're all here because we're a tad crazy, aren't we?
I mean, really. I second everything you're saying, Gauta.
And that's, you know, it's just, I think that the majority of our members are outstanding. It's a small minority. That's all we're talking about is a small minority. Most of them are the ones that will just file the complaint and let it go and let us handle it. You know, and it is a busy board. We can't get to everything in 2 minutes after you file your complaint. You know, but generally, most of the members are fantastic.
Yeah, I would go along with that. I like that sentiment. I think that's a good point to end on, just to say that the members' posts generally are extremely good, and there are just a minority of posters that seem to want to do things their way instead of doing it the way that they agreed to when they signed into the board. So at that point, I'm going to say thank you very much for coming on, guys. It's been good again, and hopefully some of you will come back for the next modcast.
Thanks very much, Jeff. Josh, Semper, Daron.
Thanks, Dave.
You have been listening to the ATS Modcast featuring Zedekus Zolander, Intrepid, Memory Shot, Semper, Gauto6289, Mirthful Me, Maria Stardust, Sauron, and your host, Nephemore. The views expressed by those moderators are not necessarily those of the above network LLC. Do not apply to inflamed areas, for oral use only. Always read the label.
The link.